we began discussing the question of if a person is not supposed to mention their father's name, it's halach of kibud avaim or yiras avaim, not to mention one's father's names. One situation that comes up is sometimes if a person, they need to know your father's name for whatever reason. You're filling out a form, they ask you, the lady behind the desk says, okay, what's your father's name? Or you're filling out some other, and they have to know your name. So we pointed out that if there's a need, you're not just saying your father's name for no reason, for my father, there's a need, you're asked, and there's a need to mention your father's name, so then it is mutter to mention one's father's names. If you add an appellation, if you add Avi or Rebbe, Avi Mori, Yankel Ben Shmerel. So the Ramosha happens to say that when you're speaking in public, then it's proper to not even do that. It's proper just to say Avi Mori. So if you're giving a shir and you're saying a vart from your father, then it's proper not to say Avi Mori, Rebbe Yankel Ben Shmerel, but just say Avi Mori, you told me, or said the following vart, the following thought. What happens, I guess the most common scenario where this does arise, halach l'mais, is when somebody, the gabi, asks you, what's your name? So that's a funny thing. Your name, let's say my name is Uri Ben Echil Michel. So they asked me my name. So my name is Uri Ben Echil Michel. But when I said the second half, is that just, I'm saying my name. My name is Uri Ben Echil Michel. Or is that, no, my name is Uri, and I'm saying, and I, Uri, happen to be Ben, and then I'm saying my father's name. Oh, that's not right. On the other hand, you can drive the guy by, he's crazy. How are you ever going to get an Aliyah? Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that. Not the biggest deal in the world, to be honest, but we'll get there. I hear that. Even without that, I don't think the Gabon will be too appreciative, especially if it's Shabbos morning. Might be some other issues. So it happens to be a machlokas, what you're supposed to do when you get an aliyah. According to some, let me rephrase that. There are some who say that, let me rephrase it, back up. If the gabbai asks you for the name, so he needs to get the name, so you have no choice but to, we learned last week, we're not going to go into it, that if you're saying it because there's no other option, like with your Rebbe, there you could say, I'm sorry, the Rush told us, or the Mashal told us that everybody knows who your father is, so you don't need to say your father's name, but your Rebbe, you have different Rebbeim. But here, in this case, the guy needs to know, what is your father's name? You can't just say my father. I know you have a father. What's his name? Since it's necessary, it's mutter to say your father's name, but you should say Ben Rebbe or Ben Mori, Ben Avi, something like that. What happens if you're the gabbai and you're calling up your father? So there are two options. You could either say Yamod Avi Mori, or Yamod, whatever your father's name is. So the poskim bring two deyos, what the proper mode of gabaos should be in this scenario, and the reasons for the two sides of the coin are the following. Ramosha Feinstein is of the opinion that whenever you're doing something in public, like I mentioned just 2 minutes ago, it's better not to say your father's name, even if there is a reason, even if you say Avi. And therefore, according to Ramosha, since if you're a gabbai, you're saying it publicly, the whole shul is hearing it, so it's proper not to say your father's name. Even if you add Rebbe or Avi or Mori or some appellation, it's better not to add any, it's better not to mention your father's name. So according to Ramosha, clearly, you should not mention or specify the name. You should just say, the gabbai should just say, Yamod Avi Mori, and stop there. Others say that Mikra Hadin, there's no difference between public and not public, as long as you add an appellation, you could say Yamod Avi Yankel Ben Shmerel. Everybody agrees, though, that the gabbai should not say regarding his father Yavod Yankel Ben Shmerel. You have to add at least the word Avi. And according to Rabbi Moshe, you shouldn't say the name at all. Just say Rebbe Mori. Now, according to Rabbi, just say Avi Mori, Rebbe, whatever you want to say that. Now, getting back to what Sam suggested 2 minutes ago, what happens? Is it so terrible if? If they call you up without your name, is it such a sort that you have to tell them your name? What happens if they call you up and you don't say your father's name? What happens if you call your father up and you don't say his name at all? You just say Avi Mori. So there's a Rama who talks about the following. Let's say again, you have a Gabbai Rishi, you have a Gabbai Sheni, and one of the Gabbaim, whoever jumps to it first, wants to give the other Gabbai an Aliyah. The Rama says explicitly that if he's standing right here, you don't have to say Yamod Ploni Ben Ploni. You can just say Yamod. He's right there. Yamod Ploni Ben Ploni is if I'm standing here at the Shulchan, as a guy in the back left, who needs an Aliyah, so Yamod, you have to say who it is. So-and-so in the back left, please come up. But if a guy's at the Shulchan, says the Rama, so one Gabbai could call up the other Gabbai and just say Yamod, period. No name, no Ben, no Ploni, no Ploni Ben Ploni, no Ploni Ben, yeah, just Yamod, period. If that's the case, what do you see from the Rama? This goes back to what you were saying. You see that there's nothing really, there's no magical stuff that happens when you say the person's name. And if you don't need to say the person's name, you don't have to say the person's name at all. Oh, if that's the case, we could maybe be noted towards Rav Moshe Feinstein's suggestion that when a Gabbai would call up his father, so if you're getting into, instead of getting into hot water of should I say his name, should I not say his name, you don't have to say a name. And the proof of the pudding is that one Gabbai could call the other Gabbai without any name at all. Yamod. Yamod Shlishi.
Again, because then by the Mishaberach, you won't know what to say.
Mishaberach, I guess that's another issue. You see from the Ramad, he's not worried about Mishaberachs. He shouldn't have so many Mishaberachs, right. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakos, Yisrael, Afiqa, Ben Tosh, Shemaan, Nechvetz, Matzah, Kodosh, Rabbi Yadir.